and thank you for joining us on Wisdom from Above. This is a special edition where we're going to be interviewing and talking with Mike Lindell about the things that he's been doing lately and about what's going on in our government and some of the things, the fraud in particular, that has taken place. He did a fantastic job on his show that he produced called Absolute Proof. And if you haven't seen it, you can see it on our network. And you're going to see that this is really, really a powerful thing that he has done. And he took it on by himself, and he's worked through this. And we just want to help promote him, and we want to interview him today and ask him some questions and find out as much as we can about what he's doing and what we can expect in the future. And so this is my wife, Lisa.
Good to be with you today. As you can see, we're not in our usual studio. We're coming to you from our office, but we're excited to be with you.
And we're very excited to have Mike with us today. So God bless you, Mike. You want to greet the people?
On November 4th, we all woke up and we went to bed and said, Donald Trump has won. You wake up and you see all these deviations. And I look at deviations every day. I have 5,000 stations I'm on, and I look, if one station does way more than it should, I find out why. You got to have a different input to get a different output, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, what happened then, so from November 4th on, I went down, that's been my whole focus, is that's election fraud. And I went down anything that had any chance to it, or I thought I gave them money, but, the tech keep going or whatever. I've got millions of dollars of my own money and then plus my own investigation. I went county by county and did my own math and said, this is impossible. But here's where everything changed. On January 9th, I got a piece of evidence that I had never seen anything like it. It was from the election, like inside the machines. This is a cyber footprint of exactly, if you took your computer and turned back time, shows the IP address of the attacking country that came in, shows the address of the computer, whether it was over here, whether it was let in or broke the firewall. So I had this piece of evidence, and I went to the people that I got it from, or that showed it to me, and I go, this is it, this is it. I did my own due diligence, checked out the IP addresses and stuff. Once I knew it was real, I tried to get it to the president. I went publicly with it. And as soon as I went public, with this, it was an attack every day, from my Twitter being taken down, my company's Twitter being taken down. They attacked box stores around the country. I've lost 20 box stores now, 20 retailers. And I tell them these bots and trolls aren't real, but they just dropped me anyway. This is after relationships for 5 or 6 years. 20 of them dropped within a week. And I want to tell everybody, they're as bad as the people that are doing the cancel culture, because they know this time is different. So these stores that did that, horrific, shame on you what they did, okay? Then I want to bring everybody up to speed here. All the media, I give them my phone numbers, the New York Times, CNN, USA Today, Washington Post. I give all the bad media, good media, everybody's got my direct phone number. I was so courteous to them, took all their calls every day leading up to February 5th. They would mock me on late night talk show hosts, Jimmy Kimmel, Saturday Night Live, just mocking me. Mike's got evidence and mocking the evidence, right? Well, I told them all, wait till February 5th. Wait till February 5th. I'm going to show the world. And we did this. We put this together. I wanted to put all the proof in one documentary, right? So we did this at a secret location, and I put out the word. Well, then on February 5th at 9 a.m., we launched it to the world. Since that time, not one outlet has called me to either say, hey, Mike, it should be the biggest news in the world, this evidence. Nobody called. They don't write. They do nothing until I was sued by Dominion. Then they all called yesterday or the day before. But I want to tell everybody, because of all of you out there, this has been seen by 110 million people.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Yes, so, that's awesome. That's awesome. And we understand that cancel culture is also, attacking others that are supporting you. I just heard from WND that said that they posted a video in support of you, and actual YouTube now has begun to take them down and attack them for being in support of you. And right. So we're seeing, as Christians and as patriots, censorship on a level we've never experienced before in this country. What would you say to Christians? You know, we're hearing some Christian leaders saying, you know, Trump has lost, Biden's won, get over it, move on. What do you say we should do as Christians?
Well, I'll tell you what, any Christian leader that's saying that is very misconstrued on what's happening in our times right now. This is an attack by communism on our country. These are end times things, everybody. This is it. These machines are rigged. They brought them in Venezuela in 2002. That's where they brought in. This has been a contrived plan for decades, okay, since then. They brought it into Venezuela. Smartmatic was the first one brought in. They took Venezuela in 2 years. Now, all these other countries out there right now, I've had world leaders call me. I can't say who they are. Presidents of big countries going, you're our only hope right now, because they have the machines there too. They brought them in. And I'll tell you, right now, Biden didn't win. Donald Trump won 80 million to 67 million. And anybody out there that says, oh, I'm just going to get complacent and better luck in 2022 or 2024, it's over. We are in a race. We're in a race against time here, you guys. They're destroying our country right now. These executive orders, that wasn't even Democrats that are out there. You talk politics, the Democrats are out there. These are, I have 2,500 employees and maybe 500 are Democrats. I've talked to them. They go, we didn't vote for this, you know, what's going on. Nobody did. No Democratic Party would come in and cut the pipeline, all these union jobs on the first day. Nobody would go out there and cancel out. Here would be normal. Like Dominion and Smartmatic and this, when you put up this evidence, this was machine evidence, you guys. This wasn't that when they started putting out machine evidence, YouTube canceled me, Vimeo, okay, Wikipedia took my Wikipedia. They put up a fake Mike Lindell. Twitter was acting like they were me, and it wasn't even me. They're Jack Dorsey, okay? This is an attack. All the major media people that are behind this, the Soros group, this is a major attack. This is it. They are going to come, starting with, I just got a word from Israel today. In Israel, they're making everybody take this vaccine, or you won't be able to go to movie theaters. You won't be able to do anything. This is Mark of the Beast stuff, everybody. This is over. This started in Spain where they did this vaccine. They have a world list that they're going to put you on if you don't take it. This is all tied together. This China virus, so to speak, this was planned too. I mean, you guys, and I'm not just a conspiracy theory. I have dug down and found all these things. And I'll tell you what, if everyone right now, I'm going to tell you the two miracles of the election, and then the third miracle's coming. You want to hear every single person out there, whether you're Christian or not, needs to listen to what I'm telling. My book that I have is called What Are the Odds? I look at mathematics to say, you know, we have a one in a million happen, or a one in a billion, or you have something that is absolutely impossible. When do you add them together and consider it a miracle? Okay, that's how I always do, like, does God exist? You know, when you get your question on that. Well, I'm telling you, here's the miracles of the election. On 11/15 on election night, the machines, Donald Trump broke the algorithms of the machines. What happened was they have to do a prediction with these formula and these machines, the weighted race feature that's on them. You have to predict how many votes you think. You've got to be within a couple million votes. Well, they misjudged Donald Trump. And all these votes came in, and he would have won anyway in spite of the steal, okay? In spite of the steal. Well, everyone, then in the middle of the night, they had to stop all the states at the exact same time. Now, when they stop them all, they had to react. So if they would have predicted right, we'd have all went to bed at 3 a.m. like a normal election. All the states would have been in, done counting, and Biden would have won. We would have said, better luck next time. And if anyone, you got to see the miracle of that we would, you know, we would have been done for the rest of eternity, because the machines would have never been found out, and this attack by China and communism and all these coming in. Now, I want to tell you, in the middle of the night then, with all these algorithms, and we woke up in the morning going, what? How do 100,000 votes come into Michigan and stuff? Okay, and all these anomalies. Well, what everyone says, well, that was mail-in voting. Does everybody realize out there that the mail-in voting, those were counted first on the morning of November 3rd? They were the first things counted. So these things, they had no votes to do that, everybody. They stopped Arizona, took 1 week to count Arizona, the last 1%. They scrambled in all these places to try and, you know, make this a landslide victory the other way. Well, anyway, so that's the first miracle. So people started investigating this like me. Here's the second miracle. And this is really important that everybody understands this. I've even talked to the president about this. All the stuff that the Republicans, the legislatures, nobody did their job. We found out where the compromised people were. We found out where the people that had their own self-serving agendas. But if any of them would have done their job, you just take the dead people, the people that couldn't vote, that for non-residents. I put it in my video. Right. I put it in absolute. If you take that down and they do their job on December 14th, if they do their job, Donald Trump's our president. Of course,
he still wins. Right. Yeah.
Right. He still wins. But if that happens, what happens then? Then we never know about the machines. And you know what? They will never misjudge that again. It's over. They would have took, you know, just like they did in 18 and took all the Democrats, that they took them too by machines. Okay. So now, this goes on, and now on January 9th, because I became like a hub of a wheel of everybody bringing me information because I got a big mouth. I'm out there and I'm going, you know, out there, and everyone's going, get this to Mike Lindell, get this to him. So I get this information. I'm discerning every day. You know, you hear dates like November 3rd, December 14th, January 6th, January 20th. Well, this was on January 9th I got this. Let me tell you everybody something. There is no statute of limitations on the biggest crime against humanity that you could ever imagine. This is, the whole world is watching this, okay? This will, when this get, everything we're doing now, the plan we're doing, which will be coming out, and I'm not just holding this this evidence and not gonna do anything with it. I am under attack. Dominion suing me, I wanted them to sue me, everybody. I wanted them to. They haven't served me yet. They better serve me, because if they don't, then it just sits there. It's just a big oom. I'm trying to scare Mike. By them serving me, now I can put all the evidence and send it back, and everybody in the public gets to see the evidence. And on that movie, the movie you're watching, those numbers were deciphered numbers that come off of the spyware. So there's stuff that backs up everything in that tape. When I say absolute proof, I'm 100%. Or if I was 99.9, do you think I'd risk everything I had in the world? No. Absolutely not. You know, I'm risking it all. This is for our country. This is for humanity. So if you're a Christian out there, or you're a pastor and you're going, oh, get over it. Are you kidding me? Are you saying get over your future? You know, all you need to pray for out there is that God will give us grace one more time. To give us grace, and everybody praying, to give us that grace so we can bring people to Jesus in these end times and have the greatest revival in history.
Yes.
We are at a point in history where we are part of the greatest time probably ever in history. This is, I'm so happy that we're even a part of it. Everybody should go, wow, this is great, because you know what? We're the people that caught this. We're the people. Donald Trump was put in for such a time as this. Yeah. He was put in. And I told him, you know, one of the biggest things is his great things he did and all the things he did gave enough people to vote so they misjudged those algorithms. That's a miracle. That is a miracle that they misjudged that. They're not going to, they won't make that mistake again. Right now, the biggest thing they have now is cancel all of us out. So this stuff is coming up, all this evidence, and it's not just what I have. It's coming up. I could sit here and tell you, which by the way, I have LindellTV.com. I'm putting information up there, and every 3 days a video, and I'm going to keep pouring information in there. I have a short version of Absolute Proof. It's 26 minutes. It's just the evidence. So right. People can watch that. So many people watched 2/3 of it and said, oh, I've seen it. And I said, did you watch the last third? Well, no. Well, that's where all the
that's where the evidence is. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Is it possible we could get a copy of that to put on our network as well?
Yeah, absolutely. The half hour. If you go to lindelltv.com, you can download your own version there. And if you guys have problems, just call me directly, and I'll have my IT send it out, because there's a downloadable version there. Believe right for you. And by the way, if anybody wants DVDs, they're on there too. They're free. You just pay the shipping. I just want to tell everyone, this is not something where you can just, you know, go to church and pray and then, you know, the rest of the week, whatever. You've got, everybody's got to keep involved and keep listen to what's going on out there. And if you're a pastor, I want to tell everybody out there that's going, oh, you know, everybody just kept telling the president, you know, give up, get over it, 2024. That's a swear word in my idea, 2024. We're 2020. This is where we're at. And the president knows this too. This is our real president. I'm sorry, our real president. I know I can't even, I have never even looked. I didn't watch the inauguration. I have never seen one thing in the news. That's not what's going on. I'm telling you what's going on now, though, that's scary. I hear things. You know, they put this fence up. They're sorting our military, taking out Christians that and people that back the president. And you start sorting that. This is scary stuff, everybody. This is very scary. This is, if you're a Democrat out there, this isn't what, and they're seeing themselves. This isn't what you voted for, right? Because you didn't get to vote. You didn't get to vote. China was 60% of that vote came a hack jobs out of China. 60% in that video. And they, this is sad, you know, you've got, and they did down tickets too. So all this is going to be revealed. And there is, everyone's going, well, Mike, what do we do now? What do we do now? There is stuff coming, and it's coming. I want everybody to be patient, keep the faith. That's why I did the video too, is because people were getting complacent going, you know, well, I'm over here in South Dakota. It doesn't affect me. Or I'm in, I haven't even went back to Minnesota. One of the biggest sacrifices, if anyone's out there, for me, they're going, wow, you've made this sacrifice. And my sacrifice, I can't go see my grandkids or my niece and nephews since the beginning of January when this happened, because I, quite frankly, I don't know who's out there and what they're going to do to try, because they have done everything to keep me quiet. They've done everything to cancel me out. Everyone look at this. Dominion sues me, right? So, which I wanted them to do. How shameful is they sued MyPillow too. This is a company that employs 2,500 people. Most of them have, or a lot of them have stock. So it's stock owned by the employees, and they have done nothing. And they put out lies. They put, Mike Lindell put QAnon for pro, or MyPillow put QAnon for promo codes. No, we didn't. But they did. They put it in. You can put any promo code on MyPillow, but they won't work. But you can take a screenshot that you typed it in. You follow me? Mm-hmm. So they did. They did this and put that out there and trying to attack MyPillow. And how shameful, Dominion! It's enough that you committed these crimes or were part of, you know, involved in these crimes against the world or the United States and humanity. But then you attack an individual USA company. It's just shameful. It's disgusting.
You know, you were mentioning a minute ago that there were three miracles that took place, and you talked about the first one and the overwhelming. And so I wanted to bring you back so we can get to two and three.
Right. So, no, I said the third one's coming. The first one was, actually, there is three. There's a mini one. So the first one was that they broke the algorithms the night of the election. The second one is nobody did anything about the normal fraud that you would have overturned every one of them states. You know, you go, you can't, these dead people can't vote. Right. And they just go, oh, yeah, they can. And then, by the way, too, everybody out there, part of that miracle, everyone says, Mike, this evidence has been looked at. No, it hasn't. The evidence I have has never been looked at. And besides that, there's only two places evidence was looked at, and both of those cases are still open. Antrim County and Massachusetts, where there was a primary. Otherwise, no judge looked at. They were afraid to be the first judge. They were afraid. They got suppressed. They got, you know, it's going on in Arizona right now, a fight to get in and look at these machines in Maricopa County. Okay. So the second miracle is that. The third miracle is that of all the people in all the world, that this guy, these people that have this evidence, that they had this running from November 1st to November 5th, who would have thought you had a running camera to show all the crime being committed, and that they saved this. And these guys are afraid for their lives. There's three or four of them that, they bring this to me, you know, that they bring it to me and that I have the voice to be able to not be suppressed. You guys, the divine appointments there are just incredible. It's staggering, you know. It's like when that guy brought me that last summer, that Oleander. What are the odds this guy brings me something that works on this, that we could have had this whole country cleared out and everybody is safe, but that got attacked by Big Pharma, FDA, mm-hmm. all the, you know, that was a whole nother story. But that's a miracle. The fourth miracle is coming when everybody sees the fourth miracle, whatever that is. Well, Michael, will Donald Trump be our president? I don't know what God has planned, but I do know this. All this that happened has to mean something, okay? Right. And it doesn't mean that we all just, you see this hope, and then it's just squashed. I think what God's doing, he's showing everybody, even people over here on the left, this isn't about 80 million people that I think, this is about hundreds of millions of people, billions of people around the world are all watching this. If we let this happen in our country, if this goes down, it's over. It's over. People can look this up over in the Philippines. They tried to get rid of these machines there. It's everywhere. This is the takeover. And you can look up, I could really get into the owners of these things are tied into Soros and evil and Satan. And it just goes, this web is just bizarre. I want to say one more thing. When I look at logic, I want everybody out there to think of if like Dominion right now, you think of if somebody accused me, if you guys accused me of have rocks and bolts in my pillows, you said, Mike Lindell's got nails and rocks in his pillows. And now you're out there telling everybody, right? What do you think I'm going to do? I'm not going to sue you. The first thing I'm going to do is go, hey, look at my pillows right here at my factory. I'll open them up for you. Mike's lying. They're lying about the nuts and bolts. Why didn't Dominion do that? It's so simple. Why can't you just open up and show the whole country that there was no fraud, that there was nothing wrong with these machines. Instead, now what do you do now if you're out there and I won't show you there's nuts and bolts in my pillow and everybody out there is getting hurt by it. And you guys, any American would go, hey, I'm going to keep telling people that Mike Lindell has nuts and bolts in his pillows, right? And that's what I'm doing. And I'm not giving in because I've got the Dominion evidence. I've got the machine, and not 99%, 100%. And you know what? People can go back. They've tried to discredit me. They went back in time all the way to my kids in my grade school to try and find stuff on me. This has been crazy. But you know what? I got my book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? Look it up in the book. You know, I mean, they can't find anything because I've already told the world. I can't help my past. God forgave me. I surrendered to Jesus Christ. And you know what? That's gone. Those days are gone forever. Okay. But they're here for one reason. That story and that is helping so many millions of addicts on LindellRecoveryNetwork.org. It's helping people get to Jesus, but it's also helping here that they can't attack me because God, I'm just a vessel what God's doing. You know, my pillow is a platform for God. That's it for my evangelistic platform for everything I'm doing it for him. And whether politics are involved or where this is involved, you know, I'm taking the right path. I use Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean on to your own understanding, in all ways acknowledge him and he will guide your path. I can be proactive in prayer now. People out there too, I want to say something. I'll be a little preacher now. You know, people say to me all the time, they go, Mike, my prayers didn't get answered. I said, you know what? I had that all my life. I would pray. I'd get in a fix or whatever. Go, God, please get me out of this. Please get me out. And most of the times he would, but there's certain things I prayed for that didn't come true. Well, I tell people that might not be God's will. So where is God's will? God's will is in the word. So if you stay in the word, prayers will match up more with God's will. Okay. And I'm telling you all out there, you pastors and Christians and non-Christians, if you want to know where we're going, get in prayer, get in God's word, and you keep praying and you keep getting, and you don't sit back this time. Nobody can sit back. There will be plans coming out. And you know, if God's put me here to lead that way, I'm all in. Because for me, nothing matters. They can attack my company. My employees know we're very blessed. They've been through this. None of them have concerns. They're all there. Their jobs are secure. People have stepped up and bought direct from MyPillow. They've, you know, we have 110 products. They bought, you know, I'll be a little salesy now, you know, I'll throw it out on your show. You want to help out my employees, use the promo code Mike. I'll give you the best code. You can save up to 66%. Wow. Just know the money that I'm taking out of there, the money that I personally, that trickles to me, gets to me. Every dime goes to my, either my foundation, the LindellRecoveryNetwork.org, by the way, that will help millions of addicts. You go there and you'll be the best online help ever, LindellRecoveryNetwork.org. I have all my own resources in there. It's awesome. It'll get you to Jesus. And then the other thing is, if for this fight, I'm putting right now, the money to me, what good is, I told a guy the other day, oh, Dominion's suing you for $1.2 billion. Money doesn't mean anything right now. If we don't save our country, money, you just will go out and buy silver and gold and for the end times and go start prepping, because that's where we're at. You know, if we don't stop this now, and I'm just saying that everybody can pray for discernment and wisdom for the leaders that are out there that are leading this fight. And that's, you know, that's a big thing. And I will say that everybody's got to get this out of your head too. This isn't about Democrat or Republican. It's not anymore. This is about evil and good and evil. That we are being attacked. We all know we were in spiritual warfare huge in 2015 going into the election in 16. And like I said, from the White House or from the Rose Garden, God gave us grace on November 8, 2016. And I could sit here and tell you the miracles that happened during that election. From what I've learned now, I got goosebumps of the stuff that I know now. Everybody's prayers were answered at 7:30 on election night in 16. This was not planned for Donald Trump to win. Believe me, this was God did that. And, you know, and he's, and him getting in there. And now what if, you know, you got to look at it. Part of the whole reason him being in there, maybe, you know, was for these miracles that happened during this election. Everybody, you know, think of this as one of the best things in history that happened, that they got caught during these, you know, and we're going to get it out there. It's going to get out there and something's going to change. And I don't know what the outcome. I do know this, and everybody, when we get through this, whatever that is, whatever that footprint is, and however long that takes, okay, 3 months, a year, I don't know. But when we do get through it, the outcome will be the biggest uniting of people in history. Mm-hmm. And it'll be the biggest uniting and the biggest revival in history, because everybody will see it as what God did, not what man did.
Right.
Because it takes a miracle right now. We're in a war against evil, and it's going to take a miracle besides the people God's using.
I like that you're saying that. Patrick Kolbeck, as you know, you had on the Absolute Proof, for the reviewers, he's a former senator. He tweeted yesterday, I love his tweet, it said, the best way to fight hashtag election fraud is, I'm reading it, via complete transparency. And they know this. That is why they censor those such as myself who provide substantive, irrefutable evidence of election fraud. Light versus darkness, be the light. And that's what you're saying. This is absolute light versus darkness. This is good versus evil. It's not a party against a party.
And let me just encourage you with a word from the Old Testament, which the Lord dropped in my spirit, and that is, cry aloud and spare not. There is a time when we absolutely have to voice what come against evil in a very vocal way. And I'm really excited about what you're doing, and we really are glad that you allowed us this time. And we can go on as long as you want to. Yeah. I run the network, so I can run. Right.
Well, I'm here, you know, I'm here. I mean, it's like right now, just so everybody knows, the mainstream media, they don't have me on to talk. They've tried everything, you know, that's your Foxes, your CNN. It don't matter what the outlet is. It's all the next level down. We all have to, you know, is communication. And God's used me. I can promise you this. My mouth ain't stopping. Okay. You know, and it, you know, I look back at other things, you know, I don't know if, you know, back in the spring of 16, I had very serious thing with my vocal cords where it was a precancer, all these things. And I had to have four surgeries where they didn't think I'd ever be able to talk again. That was the devil trying to steal my voice for now. And if you read my book, in my book, the whole thing of my book is the wounds having from childhood when my parents divorced when I was 7 years old. I was put into a school when divorces were not common. So I believe, you know, addictions come from childhood, from fatherlessness, for things like this and a trauma. Well, in my, I was always, I either was very shy or I would show off, you know, and because, and then I wouldn't talk to strangers. Even when I had my bar, if a guy came in that had never, and I was the only one with, if someone came in, a stranger, I wasn't high or drunk, I couldn't talk to him. I'd say, hey, let me know if you need anything. I'd be over in the corner going, please leave, please leave. Well, what I'm getting at is, when I finally realized when I wrote my book, it took 7 years, and it's, I had a fear of rejection. You can't get rejection if you don't talk. You know, if you don't talk to people, you can't get rejected. These were the devil's lies inside of me. And people take drugs and alcohol and any addictions to mask pain.
Yes.
And that's part of my Lindell Recovery Network is you replace that with Jesus. You need that foundation. You need your heart restored. That was all these lies. You're not good enough. You're not this and all these lies. And if you would have told me back then that all of a sudden I would be the voice as my calling, you know, we all have callings. I want everybody out there to pray for your calling. God, show your calling, because we're all called for this time.
Yeah.
We're all called for this time. The littlest part, the littlest piece right now is we're up against is biblical. I mean, it's historical, and everybody's got a calling. Mine just happens to be where I'm going here. For me, I look at it as a miracle for where I was here. Now, I'm going to tell you this. When I ended up in the White House, when Donald Trump reached out to me, here's an ex-crack addict from Minnesota. I'm going, wow, and I'm all nervous, right? And I have the meeting. And the next time I'm in the White House I'll tell this little story. It's very interesting to people. When I was a kid, I was like 12 years old, and I was a big Elvis Presley. Still am a big Elvis Presley fan, right? Well, there was a very famous picture of Elvis Presley with Richard Nixon. And it was a very famous picture. And I thought in my head, I was in my 20s now, and I had done some things I could never. I go, wow, you have to be Elvis Presley to ever meet a president. It wasn't the other way around. My mind went, because I'm going, wow, to meet a president, you'd have to be Elvis Presley, right? And then I thought, there's no way I could ever be an office or anything with my past, right? So here I am. I got invited to the White House and for a manufacturing summit. This was like in 17. And I walk into that White House and I just get goosebumps. I'm going, wow, this is a miracle, God, that I'm here. On that wall was a picture of Elvis Presley and Richard Nixon. And I got goosebumps. I'm going, wow, here I am. And for me, then I go sit down at this table. There's 12 of us. And this table has no name tag. And I said, who's sitting here? He said, the president is. And so he came in and sat there, and I went on national TV then, the two sitting side by side. All my friends that were addicts, so many of them found Jesus that day and said,
amen.
This is no way that this is happening, that this crack addict is sitting next to the president. Jesus is real, because that's impossible, everybody. This is that stuff like that is impossible. But things like that led up to me being saved. I want everyone to know this. There was a difference of me believing in God on January 16, 2009, when he set me free of addiction. And for years, you see me wear my cross on TV. I didn't do a full surrender until February 18th, 2017. 2017, there's a difference between having believing and just having that personal relationship. And once I did that, one of the things that left me was this fear. You know, I only had the fear of the Lord. I went out and spoke at U.S. Bank Stadium, 50,000 millennials. And here's a guy that couldn't talk to more than two people in the same room, leading them in prayer. And it was just goosebumps, you know, for me. It was just amazing. My granddaughter and I, 2 weeks later, we went to an amusement park in Minnesota, and all these millennials and kids that were there at that big Christian thing with bands and preachers and everything, they all came up to me at that amusement park and go, hey, we've seen that. Your thing, your testimony was so amazing. And I found Jesus, and I found this. And I felt so good that my calling, that I was on the right path. It was a confirmation. And my granddaughter finally says, He's my grandpa. We need to go on rides. Like, enough of this.
That's great.
But I just want everybody to not give up hope. Reach out right now and surrender to, you know, and get yourself. And if you're already saved, get, you know, this is the time you can really be witnesses for God, because people don't look for hope and look for God, Jesus, unless times are bad.
That's right.
Right now, everybody, you want something to do? Go witness to people right now, because they're looking for hope. Yeah. They're looking for hope. And this is the time right now. We get through this and we might lose this opportunity we have to bring people to Jesus. And, you know, and these aren't, there's no political divide when it comes to Jesus. You know, you're bringing up to, you know, I'm having people that were complete atheists before, and they're coming up to me going, wow, this couldn't be, you know, they're looking for hope now because they were a Republican, but they didn't believe in God. Now they're going, where's our hope? And they're getting saved. You know, they're getting saved because they figure there's no hope, but then they're going, okay, I better get something here. And they get, you know, get on their knees, surrender, and get in the word. And I've had people that I've talked since this has happened, you know, they're a different person. They have more of a peace now when things were going good a year ago in February. Think where this world's went in 1 year, everybody. Right. In 1 year. In February of last year, we were at an all-time high. Consumer confidence, jobs, you name it, across the board. Things were being done even in the churches, with churches. There were things being lifted, restrictions. There were things being lifted in the faith-based treatment programs. There was stuff that the president did to take restrictions off of that. We were heading for amazing times, and then bam. Okay. Well, now's the time you can get people. You think last February people just came rushing to the church and rushing to Jesus? No, absolutely not. And then you still had people going, you know, I don't like Trump, but they're going, I can't stand Trump. But then they overhear, if they really looked at where their lives were, they're going, wow, things have changed. I wonder why. We had a different input, gives you a different output. Mm-hmm. So I'm telling you right now, there's only one input right now that's going to give you at home a different output when it comes to your joy and where you're at, and that's Jesus. Bring him in and get him into your heart, and then you won't have any worries. Fear of the Lord. I told a guy the other day, I said, you know what? Either way we win. We're either headed to end times, we're all going to heaven and it's going to be glorious, or God's going to give us grace so more people can come with us. Either way we win. Amen.
Amen.
That's good.
That's a good word.
Amen.
Yeah, I think you got a little preach in you there. That's good. You spoke a lot of truth, and I hope that our viewers will take that to heart. And if there's anybody watching that has an addiction, or they have a child that has an addiction, or a mate, I hope that they'll see from your story that there's that absolute hope of recovery, and that hope is Jesus. We personally, our son is a recovered addict. He was an opiate addict. And so we know how that can affect personally, but there is hope. And so we very much appreciate your truth, your transparency, and the step that you've taken right now.
Right. And if you go, it's free right now. It's free. It's the LindellRecoveryNetwork.org. And it's online. It's the best online help. It also the best directional help. And what you're going to find there is hope matches, where you're going to put in your age and your addiction. And these people need to be success. Like people that see me, here's a 50 some year old ex crack addict. I'll tell you, when I preach, everybody will, you know, the crack addicts are going, wow, and they can relate. So they find me, you know, it validates things more. Well, on this website, you're gonna put you in 20-year-old heroin addict, and all these heroin addicts that were 20 years old, they've all been set free. So they're the ones that are talking to you directly, going, hey, here's where I'm at, here's where my heart is now, and then you have the help. So you have the hope, the best hope, the best help, and it's amazing thing that the help that's there for them.
That's very powerful.
That's a great formula for success.
Yes.
Without hope, you don't have much. But I go back to Jeremiah 29:11 always, and I know the plans that I have for you, plans to give you hope and a future. And so I'm glad that you're a part of that, and I hope that we are part of it as well. And we have so much enjoyed your time with us, and we'd love to do this again at some point in time as things go. Go ahead.
No, I just want to encourage the viewers to support you again, to go out, purchase a MyPillow. to visit your website and to put their support behind the patriotism. And not just that, we're not believing in country over God. We do believe in God and then country,
right.
But we do believe in standing up for our country, and we do believe in supporting patriots.
Right. And you can use promo code Mike. Use promo code Mike. And I don't normally do that, but this is to help my employees because I'm out there leading this, and what they've done is they've tried to hurt my pillow. Use promo code Mike. You save up to 66%. We have 110 products. So if you have the pillows, you're not just, I know so many people say, Mike, I bought 10 more pillows to support you. You guys, we have bathrobes, towels, sheets. We have, we have 110 products, and they're amazing. Every one of them, I've done it. We've either created or vetted it, and they're going to help you too. So, you know.
Well, this yesterday I saw a tweet. I don't know if you're familiar with Stella Emanuel. She's one of the frontline doctors. She's the one, I believe, from Africa. And so she's just moving into her house, and she tweeted, and she has both of her, she bought two My Pillows, and she gave a shout out to you. Look, Mike, I've got two My Pillows, and this is how I'm helping support you, brother. We're behind you. Yeah. So I think that's awesome. There's people that are behind you, and that's what we need.
Well, God bless you all, and thanks for having me on. And everybody, keep the faith.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, thank you for joining us on Wisdom from Above. God bless you and keep you as our prayer. We just want to encourage you and hope that you've enjoyed the show today. We talked with Mike Lindell, and we want you to go on and support MyPillow and the 2,500 employees that are there. There's a lot of people who've tried to cancel him out during this time frame. He said you could use the promotional code of Mike, and it would get you a hefty discount. So go online, support him, so we can continue to lift our voice. And the Bible says, cry aloud and spare not, and continue to cry out against this evil that's in the land. And it's a war of good and evil. So be on the side of the right. God bless you and keep you as our prayer. We'll talk to you soon. And if you'd like to join us and help us continue to spread the gospel, you can contact us at our website below. God bless you and keep you as our prayer. Amen.